views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Claire Candy Hoff. Through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational books entitled Angels of Faith and One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness and my autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, are based on my recollections of our life in spirit, and they help us to remember our divine, eternal natures. Through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past, and I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the present moment, which is the only place that they can experience synchronicities, miracles, and magic. As an angel practitioner, I help people to see their lives from a higher perspective with the help of an extraordinary group of angels who call themselves the Posse of Angels. Just like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for that free angel advice. You can call into the show on 1-800-930-2819. But before we get to your phone calls, welcome everyone to Angel Healing House Radio once again. To start today's show, I'd like to share with you an absolutely beautiful review that was posted on audible.com for the audiobook of my number one Amazon international best-selling autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which is the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel. It reads, Claire Candy Hoff did such an excellent job articulating her engaging story, and it keeps you intrigued while anticipating the next exciting turn of events. How many people get to have an angelic walk-in experience and then are able to share it in such a keen detail that we feel like we are part of it? I loved hearing how she navigated her brand new divine adventure in Australia and was intrigued by the unique and powerful transformation in her life. Claire Candy's incredible writing combined with a powerful story brings a new perspective of heaven on earth as she shares with us a raw and authentic look at an extraordinary life. Bravo for gifting all of us your story. And that comes from Melanie in Ohio. To purchase and download the audiobook of I Am an Angelic Walk-In, please do visit audible.com, or you can always read it by purchasing it on amazon.com or at angelhealinghouse.com. Now, as it is the very last show of July, the Posse of Angels and I want to say a hearty congratulations to everyone for completing the first half of 2018. Now, I know officially June was the end of the first 6 months, but with all of these eclipses and all of these extraordinary energies of shift that we're going through at the moment, I think that the end of July, and I feel like that is the midway point for us all. You know, with 2018 being a year of self-empowerment, it has been so important to be true to ourselves about what we want to experience from life. And once we've decided this, it's then important to step forward with passion and purpose into the unknown and do this with courage and hope, trusting in ourselves. With 2018 being the Chinese year of the Earth Dog, it is about grounding our dreams into action. With the element of Earth, it's also about our security, feeling grounded, feeling safe. Now, the Posse of Angels wish to remind all of us that whether we are conscious of it or not, we are all being prepared for change. And they are saying that some of this year's biggest change will manifest in the next 5 months that we are about to enter. And remember that when we are presented with changes, it's because we co-created them to appear in our reality as a sign that we're ready. We are ready to serve in a very different way, with new connections, in new jobs, or perhaps brand new locations. Trust. Trust that you are courageous enough and more than able to cope with whatever manifests for you at this exciting time of transformation. The Posse of Angels is applauding many of us and saying, well done. They are saying that we have done well, clearing and preparing ourselves as we've surrendered and opened our hearts to release all kinds of expectations and attachments. Now, having done this, many are now ready and prepared to take excited, passionate, inspired action to serve in the most joyful, creative ways possible. The Posse of Angels is reminding us that the rest of 2018 will see the lives of many of us pick up speed and get quite busy and even hectic at times. They're sharing with us that it might even be challenging if we get too ahead of ourselves and we do not stay solely in the present moment. Some things that many of us will be dealing with are issues around our security as we pick up tensions from a fearful, energetically shifting world. Now, they can't state this enough. It's very important to be aware if we are allowing ourselves to be impacted by others' belief systems and emotions to make sure we ourselves keep ourselves clear and free from taking on others' fears. To help us not come from that place of fear, it's important to make our choices always from a place of love, increase our belief in our abilities and what we hold to be true. One thing that always helps me is by making any decisions or by holding on to anything in my heart, I think to myself, what would God do? What would the angels do? And this helps me stay in the present moment, and it helps me to always come from love. And although many of us are getting excited about serving in new ways, exciting, creative opportunities, there may be others who are doubting themselves. They're actually questioning whether or not they actually wish to fulfill their destinies. And I guess that's why the Posse of Angels have entitled today's show, Give Yourself Credit. Now, the Posse of Angels have asked me many times, why are people so hard on themselves? And why do they choose to focus their attention on what they haven't done and how they could have done something better? As the majority of angels that make up my angelic family have not lived a human life, they have never had to experience duality. Seeing themselves only as divine source, they not only feel whole and complete, but they also feel joy as to what they accomplish. With their deep, profound connection to God, they know without a shadow of a doubt that whatever they've achieved or On the other hand, what they've not achieved is not only divine, but it is perfection. You know, many of us were brought up not to draw attention to our accomplishments and to underplay who we are. There have been whole generations who were programmed to not draw attention to their gifts and their abilities and to not give themselves credit. You know, everyone, giving ourselves credit is something that is natural for all of us, and we experienced it and we can see it in very young children. Their unbridled enthusiasm and openness is absolutely infectious. This willingness to share sees many of them candidly shouting out answers and excitedly waving their arms to be called upon. Unfortunately, this natural urge of wishing to share ourselves with others is often met with discouragement, and we are taught to be quiet, and we're taught to behave and not make a fuss. Well, this programming, after a while, saw many of us falling silent and resigned as we stifled our pride in ourselves and we stopped giving ourselves credit. You know, one of the biggest thieves that steals our ability to give ourselves credit is to accept others' expectations as to what our life should be like for us. I recall a client of mine who was extremely sad because she had not had a good night's sleep in a very long time. She explained to me that the healer that she went to see told her that as a result of their healing session, my client would be completely better and she would be able to sleep soundly. Well, after a few days, nothing happened and there was no change. She then told me that she went to another healer and she told me that this one said she would start to feel better after a certain date. So when she waited, and when that date came and went, and she didn't feel any better, she was really so disappointed and filled with such anxiety. This client had been to so many healing practitioners and many medical intuitives prior to this, and I am sure that each one of them was in their integrity, and they brought forth helpful, wonderful suggestions to my client. But regardless of their help, what was undermining my client's well-being was her attachment as to the how and when things happening and it happening externally, and her continual carousel of tension over expectations on totally relying on another person to determine whether she would heal or not. And rather than to give herself credit that she was absolutely diligent in doing all she possibly could to improve her health, and the acceptance that everything was perfection in the present moment. I suggested that she needed to know without a shadow of a doubt that everything, including her symptoms, were perfection, and that she needed to stop putting her ability to heal, to feel better, solely in the hands of others, and take some credit for what she had accomplished. You know, years ago, this client's weight topped over 400 pounds, and it was through her will and through her determination that she turned her life around through focusing on her emotional wellness and a complete change in her diet and also in her lifestyle. This led her down the path of learning and applying organic and holistic therapies, and slowly over time, the weight came off. And even though now she is a size 14, 16, she remains critical. She's very hard on herself as to where her health should be now. I actually felt that it was her expectations and constant worry over her health that was causing more ongoing symptoms rather than any specific thing that she'd not addressed, or the idea that she'd not found the perfect healer to make all her symptoms disappear. When I suggested that she take some time to look at the amazing strides that she had made in the past 10-plus years, she really admitted that when all was said and done, it was she and not any healing practitioners who turned her health around. Sure, she had taken the advice of learned doctors and alternative therapists, but it was she who ultimately employed their suggestions day in, day out, and decided to open her ability to heal. The Posse of Angels is asking us to just imagine what would happen if we took all the energy of judging and criticizing and worrying and stressing and critiquing and beating ourselves up. And if we just put those energies into positively praising, encouraging, and supporting ourselves, and if we did that, how much better would we feel? You know, the more we give ourselves credit and praise ourselves for doing a good job, pat yourself on the back, I'm doing a good job, then you know what happens? Our body reacts in a very happy way. The energies from giving ourselves credit then sends messages to our organs that they too are doing a good job, because energy is just energy. It's either positive or negative. And if you're telling yourself that you're doing a good job and you're giving yourself credit, then your organs get all that positive energy. If they could, our organs, like our gallbladder, our liver, our pancreas, our heart, our kidneys, our colon, all of them would smile. If they had a mouth, they would be able to smile, and the increased positive energy then would boost their optimum efficiency. In addition, when we give ourselves credit that we're doing the best that we can do in any given moment, it takes the tension and pressure that we are putting on ourselves, wishing for things to be different, and it causes our stomach and our muscles to absolutely relax. This increased relaxation and de-stressing allows the body to be at peace and to digest and assimilate the nutrients from our food, and we're not all tensed up. And when the body is peaceful, it could function at its optimum level and be at its optimum wellness. The Posse of Angels is laughing as they are reminding all of us that giving ourselves credit doesn't involve inflated egos and puffing out our chest and strutting around like roosters, crowing about what we've done in order to get recognition. It's merely the open acknowledgement of our individual capabilities and the deep knowing that our efforts do make a difference, as they hold special meaning not only for our betterment, but also for the betterment of the universe, as we are all one. And the Posse of Angels wishes to share with us another major area in which people put a great deal of emphasis that steals their energies and often undermines whatever positive, conscious energies one might be giving to oneself. Now, this is in the area of our achievements and our accomplishments. As many of us have been programmed to be human doings and not human beings, we have received a lot of our recognition and attention from doing things. Because of this, the very minute that we accomplish a task, we instantly set our attention on the next task to be accomplished. By taking time to truly pat ourselves on the back and really enjoy our achievements, we allow it to become part of who we are. That energy, that resonance of achievement, sends messages to our brain and body and actually fortifies the frequency of self-confidence and the belief in ourselves. You know, if we choose not to honor our accomplishments, we'll always be on a little hamster wheel of life, perpetually adding things to our lists, ticking them off, and never really getting to the end, never really feeling at peace. With this constant worry that there's always more to do, we do not give ourselves the much needed sense of, I am enough. Now, the Posse of Angels is reminding us that before we incarnated in human form, our accomplishments were just things we chose to do, and there was nothing more that was attached to them. In heaven, there is no grading scale. There is no competition. There's no extra prizes or even more money in our pay packets. In addition, when we are in our one true home, behind the veil of forgetfulness that I write about in my book, we knew that there was, again, no competition, as we were all special and unique, and there would never be anyone else quite like us. Well, the Posse of Angels wishes for us to know that whether we are in the physical or the non-physical, nothing's changed, and there is still no competition, as it's just an illusion that we choose to hang on to undermine and sabotage us in the fulfillment of our dreams. And no matter what the result, giving ourselves credit for trying is so beneficial for our health and our well-being. You know, the Posse of Angels have often reminded me that when souls cross over and they stand before the Etheric Council, now the Etheric Council are a wise group of sage elders who help us write the contracts of our human incarnation, and they preside over the Hall of Akashic Records, where our Book of Life is housed, which contains those contracts. Well, they're reminding us that the Etheric Council go over our contract in our Book of Life. What souls are the most proud of when they stand before those wise elders in the Etheric Council? They're not most proud of the money they made. They're not most proud of their success, their fame, or any particular accomplishments. They are most proud and give themselves the most credit simply for trying. By giving ourselves credit for what we have done and for trying our best, we're encouraged to try more things, to be adventurous, to experience more out of life. And when we give ourselves permission to acknowledge who we are, the universe has a magical way of revealing more connections that provide us with greater opportunities to give ourselves credit. You know, when I went to the cards and I asked my spirit cards for a little bit more information on how we can give ourselves credit or give ourselves permission to give ourselves credit, I wasn't surprised when I heard zzzz and the hummingbird came in. I love this little bird. Hummingbird is a force of concentrated energy, of positivity, and it knows and has learned where to gather the sweetness of life, the sweetest nectar. It returns to these sources to gather his daily sweetness for nourishment and rejuvenation. He is reminding all of us to nurture and nourish our positive, high-frequency energies within. By being sweet to ourselves and giving ourselves credit for who we are and learning to hover solely in the present moment. And although he's small in size, he is mighty. Our hummingbird friend is formidable to reckon with, as he's very territorial and he can be very insistent and forceful. it may be reminding us that no matter what our size is, and no matter what we have or have not accomplished in our lives so far, we all make such a tremendous difference in our lives and the lives of others just by being ourselves. So thank you, beautiful hummingbird, for coming in and giving me that extra message. We do have a few minutes before we are going to break. And for those people out there, I have a beautiful poem here that I would like to read out. You know, a lot of times life is what it is. How our perception of life really does matter. But we are human beings. And when things may not seemingly go our way, although at the very base of it, we have created it to be so, it can be very disconcerting. It can cause us a lot of pain. And there are times where we just need to stop, to see what the situation is, and to say everything is as it should be. Everything is all right in the present moment. And this poem does not have any title, but it is truly inspirational. It's by my father, who passed away 2 years ago and is more with me now in spirit than he ever was on the earth plane. And his name is Leonard Milgram. And it goes like this. Don't let your heart fall apart at the seams. Don't let the world ever dampen your dreams. Don't ever believe that evil succeeds. Don't ever succumb to nefarious deeds. Don't let the media plunder your hopes or conventional wisdom tie your ideals in ropes. Don't sell your conscience for a brass or a bone. Don't ever think that you're truly alone. Bolster your spirit. Follow your star, and God will be with you wherever you are. Fearlessly follow the dreams of your imagination, and always, always, always give yourself credit. For you're a child of God, and you are that reflective light. You've been listening to me, Claire Candy Hoff, on Angel Healing House Radio. And when we come back, we will be taking some of your calls for those free angel readings. We'll see you after the break.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Hoff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now 831-277-3716 or visit angelhealinghouse.com. Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's 5 most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
And welcome back to Angel Healing House Radio with me, Claire Candy Hoff. And we have been speaking about giving ourselves credit. A lot of the times we put our emphasis on what we haven't done, on why we should have done something better. And it's so important for our overall health and our well-being. You know, our organs are much happier and when we do give ourselves credit for everything in our lives. It has the same vibrational frequency as gratitude, appreciation, and love. Now, before we get to our phone callers, I just wanted to remind everyone that we are still under the tremendous influence of the massive total lunar eclipse energies, which were on July 27th. That will bring significant change to many of our lives. This powerful eclipse energy will make many feel like they're on the edge of something, like something big is going to happen soon. And we're feeling swept up in its powerful energy of change on the horizon. You know, I mentioned in last week's program that all lunar eclipses reveal and shine a light on the path of a new direction. And that new direction for many is the opportunities and connections that will not only help us to fulfill the answers to our prayers, but fulfill no less this time than our destiny. During the powerful energetic time, it's so important to remember to be gentle and kind with yourself. Practice lots and lots of self-care. We're also in a Mercury retrograde where communication goes haywire, technology doesn't function as well. So if you need more sleep, find opportunities to sleep. Find extra time to go out in nature and time to be silent and reflective. But do surrender and allow God and the angels to clearly show you what is the next direction to go in for the next part of your earthly journey. So really important information there, and to be kind to yourself. Let's go to our callers. We have, first caller we have is Miranda on the line. Miranda, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you?
Hi, Claire Candy. Thank you for your reminders that you were speaking about. I'm good. I would love to know what the angels have to say regarding on what's going on in my life right now.
Okay. Any particular areas that are concerning you?
I guess career, life path.
Okay. So many of us, while I'm shuffling the cards, the posse of angels were reminding you, Miranda, and all of us, that so many of us have completed, if you want to say that, our first two missions here on planet Earth. And some people say, I didn't know I was on a mission. The first mission was to awaken to consciousness that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And then once that was done, then we started to learn the modalities, you know, alternative therapies. We started to read more self-help books. We started our path of consciousness, and then we chose to get as many people on board as we possibly could. You know, maybe this was through customers or clients or friends or family, telling them about, you know, the changes we'd made in our life. Then around 2012, what happened was we started to intuit that to turn the mirror back on ourselves and start to create things, whether that was writing a book, creating a business, making changes in our lives that reflected not just helping, serving, and enabling others, but really doing the work on ourselves. Now we've gotten to that stage where we have that foundation of spiritual knowledge, where we've put it into practice in our life. And now the next part, and getting on to your question, Miranda, the next part is we will be shown, meaning you will be shown what is that next step to be able to serve in the best way all the spiritual knowledge that you've acquired, and you know, where spirit, where God and the angels and you will co-create, where you're going to plug that into.
while I'm shuffling, they're also saying that we cannot go back to what we did before. No matter how meager the money is, no matter how our situations change, and that we can only do what makes us happy, makes us feel alive, and resonates with us. Have you changed professions recently?
No, I haven't.
Have you? Are you thinking about it, or doing something different?
Not really. Along the same lines as like healing work. Just not clear on. I've taken a long hiatus. It's been a while, you know, just been busy doing other things, raising kids and all, and now I'm just trying to get back in, and just not sure where the platform is for me to serve.
Okay. Are you writing a book?
I am not. Don't have that really didn't cross my mind.
Okay. They're saying that they're showing me that there's a book over your head, and that this book, it's already written on the etheric plane, and that this book is going to become like a calling card for you. I mean, you've got free will if you choose to write it. By doing this, you will open doors, they're saying. Yeah.
Interesting.
It is interesting. You know, there's a lot of times where spirit does work in strange ways. You know, when I used to scream at God and the posse of angels to send me clients, they used to say, "Oh, that's very nice, Claire Candy. Go write another book."
Mm-hmm.
And I used to say, no, you don't understand. I gotta eat. And they say, yes, that's lovely. Our beloved, go write another book. They could foresee that these books would open up doors like I never thought possible, you know. But I was so...
I could understand that.
I was just so in that box of gimme clients that I was stopping myself from opening up to that creative channel and passionately creating these books that, like I said, have now gone number one in no less than five countries. You know, every time they force me to do social media, which is not something that I particularly am enamored about, but, you know, it's like every day show up. It's going to help you in the long run. And so this is for you. This is for you, Miranda. Don't say you don't have the time.
No, I can make the time. I'm just wondering, like, what kind of book? What am I supposed to focus on? Are they
okay? That's not coming from you. You sit down every day. You open yourself up, and you say, "Show me, show me." So, in your reflective, quiet, silence time, you silence your mind, and they will show you. Show me the signs of what this is about. I don't know. I'm just thinking here that it could be a children's book.
Hmm.
Look to your children. They're saying, look to your children. By our children, we will be taught. Our children are loaned to us as great masters. And what appears to be silly or what appears to be mundane, the greatest truths are held in the most simple things. So, they keep saying, look to your children. It's been right in front of you. So, now that we've had this conversation, it will start to open up.
Okay.
I'm going to the
I
cards.
I have a question about you.
Yep, go on.
Sorry.
Go on with your question.
Okay, you're about your book and your life as a walk-in. I haven't read your book. I'm dying to get it and read about it. I'm just fascinated about your experience. But so when you entered Claire's body as you know, as an angel coming into her body in her life, like, you just sort of knew everyone in her life, or did you have to have any download or education as to this person?
Oh, no, no. Walk-ins acquire the full memory imprint of the former soul. It's a computer chip. But what we don't get we don't acquire their emotional imprint, because if we had their emotional imprint, those seemingly insurmountable problems of their perception and their illusion that was created by that continual suffering and traumatic experiences in their life, created that emotional imprint, that almost gets wiped. And the only thing that is left is that love and forgiveness, non-judgment, everything gets boiled away to peace and seeing the divine in everything. So, is a given that walk-ins retain the memory imprint. They have to retain the memory imprint because one of the things we sign on for is taking over the responsibility for that person's life and cleaning it up.
Correct.
Yeah. So
right. Fascinating. I'm trying to read your book. It sounds amazing. And, you know, I totally resonate with all of this.
That's wonderful. Well, I'll just choose you some cards, and then I got to get to the next person. But I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised that when we were speaking about you writing a book, that the Eight of Wands comes in, and the Eight of Wands is the card of opportunities opening up. It's a card of communication coming in, of being in alignment with receiving that information. The deer here also on this card, Miranda, the deer shows me that you need to be more kind and more gentle with yourself. Open yourself up to the writing of this book. Take away the fame, the ego, the money, everything else. You're doing this because you're excited. You're excited to creatively express yourself. And with your God-given talents. So that's number one. Number two is the Four of Swords, and the Four of Swords is really a peaceful card. A peaceful card, knowing that everything shows up in divine timing, and that now, like I said, now that we've had this conversation, this card then comes in, which is, I love this card, the Three of Pentacles, and this is being remunerated, recognized for your gifts and your skills and your talents in all kinds of forms. You can buy money, by rewards, by all different kinds of things. But this can't happen until you write the book. So I hope that's been helpful for you. And let me know. Now that we've had this conversation, let me know. Please email me. Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Got it. Oh my God. This is just, I can't believe there's a book in me, but hey, I'm going to reflect upon it and ask for the signs and the guidance around this.
And now you're open to it. And you know what, Miranda? When we're open to it, the floodgates are just, they're open wide, and then miracles, magic, and synchronicities have a clear channel to find us. So I'm sending you so much love.
Thank you. Thank you, Claire.
All the best. Take care.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much. Bye.
Let's go to our next caller. We have Beth in California. Beth, you're on the line with Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm really well. Everything is in perfection.
Yes. That's the best and healthiest and way to look at everything. I was thinking about your show and how it's so true, how we always look at what's not done yet or what needs to be fixed, as opposed to all that we've accomplished and come through. And and what is working for us. It's very powerful.
It is. And and to know that, you know, the thing that always helps me, Beth, is that when things seemingly don't go my way, which they always do, they're always for your highest good, you know, I say, in God's infinite wisdom, in his, her, all that is, universe, source, you know, whatever you want to call that, would they actually co-create this with me in order to harm me or in order to hurt me, in order to, you know, be, I don't know, deleterious to me, you know, to, and I say no. I say no. It's for my soul's expansion. A lot of things are to teach us faith. A lot of things are to teach us faith and trust and to boil it down to what's really important in our lives. You know, this event. Go on.
Go ahead. Sorry. I was just going to say, when you were talking about going to different healers and stuff, and I think that one of the things I've learned also in my journey is that each time something didn't work the way I thought that healer was going to said that they could do, I found out and discovered something new about myself and what I needed to really look at for that to heal.
Yeah.
So it was like God wasn't going to bring me somebody to take it away, because then I would never have learned what I needed to learn.
That's a wonderful, a wonderful reflection on the story, because otherwise we are alone, and no man, woman, or child is an island. We're all here. We're all here to help us, each other, you know, to give us a leg up, or, you know, we reach up, or somebody reaches down to help us up. And it's an ongoing journey, you know, meeting people and receiving information. Only if we are open. Only if we are open. So, did you have a question today, or we'll just do a general?
Let's just do a general.
Okay, let's just do a general read today. Give the cards one big.
I surrender to the card.
Okay, it's, you know, some people think it's frightening to surrender, but you know, when you get used to surrendering, it can be very freeing. It can be very freeing, and of course,
exactly,
then we open up for things to come in. So let's go to those cards and see what comes in for
our... It's so interesting how that works, too, that if you give up control, it's so freeing, and you feel like you have such a sense of control now of your freedom. You know, it's like, wow.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh, look at your cards. You got no less than two major arcana cards, and you've got an ace. So we'll start with the Wheel of Fortune. The Wheel of Fortune tells you, Beth, that the wheel is turning in your favor. They're saying because of all the work you've done, because of all the surrendering, because of being kind and gentle to yourself, by finding peace and not judging and not controlling and not forcing, then the wheel is really turning in your favor. This is turning in favor of your of what it is that would fulfill your dreams and your passions. And so that's a great card to get. Next card is the Ace of Swords, and the Ace of Swords is heralding a new beginning. Now, the swords are often films, media. There's often about books, because swords have to do with our mental clarity and our thoughts. And they're saying that there's a movie on the horizon, there's all of these, I'm just getting shivers all over the place. There's all these underlying things that are happening in order for your book to become a movie. So they want you to spend a little bit more time visualizing you working with others to bring this beautiful book ultimately to a movie. See yourself working on it. Feel yourself working with them. And being being very much a part of this.
Yeah, wow.
And the next part is the Chariot. The next card is the Chariot, and the Chariot is the rewards and recognition that you're going to get about this screenplay coming, the book being made into a movie. So wonderful things on the horizon, and it all stems from your surrendering and your allowing and releasing in order for that wheel to start turning and not controlling and not judging and not having that expectation of attachment, which is so easy to do as humans. But so bravo.
I'm covered in goosebumps all over.
I'm not surprised.
Or God bums, I should say.
Yeah, God bums.
That's so exciting.
It is very exciting. Will you please invite me to your premiere?
Absolutely everything.
I love you so much.
We'll do our red carpet together.
Yes, let's do the red carpet together.
You have to invite me to your premiere too then.
Okay, we'll do a pinky swear.
Okay, babe. Thank you so much. That was a beautiful reading. What a beautiful, beautiful message.
Okay. Love you lots. I'll talk to you soon. Take care.
Love you too. Okay.
Bye.
You too, Angel. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our next caller. We still have some time. Let's go to Mandy. We have Mandy in Washington. Mandy, you're on the line with Angel Healing House Radio and Claire Candy Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Candy. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. Oops, let me just bend down and get one of those cards. I don't want to shuffle with a 77 deck. I want to make sure you have a full deck. So how are you?
I'm doing well. And before I ask you my main question, I have an alternative question. What is with the spiders? You were talking about spiders last week, and it sounded really interesting. And then I had three encounters just a little too close for comfort with really big, ugly, disgusting, scary spiders. One of them was actually in my cup, and I almost sipped it. And another one was in my tub when I was about to get in, and another one was in my bathroom sink. I mean, they're just way too close.
Okay.
What's happening with the spiders?
Okay. Spider is a wonderful, wonderful animal totem. Not when you almost drink it in your cup, unless you want a little bit more protein. But spider is all about weaving your dreams into reality. Where can you put more effort on your creativity? Where perhaps some of those things that you would love to do, creative expression, your art, your singing, your music, gardening. Some people create by cooking. The thing that I like to make is reservations. I don't like cooking, so it's really important. That's the primary thing about spider, is that spider is all about where in your life can you be more creative and weave your life, weave and create your life. That's most important with spider message.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank you. My question is, what to your posse of angels, what is my next step in my life path?
Your next step in your life path will be shown to you. Okay. They are not going to tell you now because they're saying it will ruin the surprise. Because because we are here as children of God, and we ask to be surprised, believe it or not. And they'll say, if you really want to know what your next step is, ask for signs. Ask for signs. And that you can actually say this: I can't figure it out, angels, guides, God, please show me how to serve best and where you get excited about what you do, okay? And follow that thread of excitement, and you'll be shown the signs, Mandy, absolutely. No question about it. if they aren't showing you signs, not now doesn't mean not ever. Maybe it's not the right timing for it to happen. So don't try to push the river of life. When nothing's happening for me, I see it as a great time to nurture and nourish myself. And I think to myself, if I don't have clients, oh, this is great. I can go out in nature more. Oh, this is great. I can create another book, another poem, another, you know, whatever. I can allow myself to be creative. And I don't see it as a time of waiting or wasting, or because we're so used to doing. Allow yourself to be creative again with the spider, and nurture yourself in that time. Let's go to the cards and see what comes out. Okay, right. For Mandy, the first card that we have for you is the Queen of Pentacles. And this means go out in nature more. Go out in nature.
Oh.
Absolutely. Take yourself out. You know, go hug a tree. You can even take a journal with you and sit on the grass, earth yourself. And a lot of times when we do that, it opens up the channel for us. The next card is the Ten of Cups. And this is the happiest emotional fulfillment card in the deck. This is often the card of sunshine, lollipops, and roses. But this is also a card. It shows nature and rainbow and flowing streams. They want you to maybe go near an ocean, go near a lake, go near a pond. And a lot of the times, you know, this opening up for us when we connect with nature helps us to receive the messages much more clearly. And this is the High Priestess, and she's in nature. I can't give you any more.
Look, I got it.
I know, I got it too. She's standing there. So today I'm going to go out in nature, because if it's a message for you, it's a message for me. So I hope that's been helpful, Mandy. I'm out of time. I've got to run.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Okay. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
That just about wraps the show up for today, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in. Remember that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here on Transformation Talk Radio. If you'd like to find out more about my amazing, remarkable books, One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, Angels of Faith, and I Am an Angelic Walk-In, the autobiography of me, Angel Ariel, please do visit angelhealinghouse.com. And everyone, do remember to fashion a beautiful life for yourself. And as always, love and angel blessings. I look so forward to speaking with you again next week. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.